Hello, folks. If there's one thing that people don't like, it's limits. It's been demonstrated throughout all of recorded human history, and I'd be willing to wager it goes back a lot further than that. So just like that brief, around 9-month parasitic state where everything is provided for free, aka the womb, here's an eye-opening wake-up call, which also just happens to explain the true reason that each and every one of us is born, kicking and screaming. This is Ernest Mann, giving you insights and opinions you just won't find anywhere else. One very important thing that many people don't know is that we are, to one extent or another, biased when it comes to our perceptions of so many things in life. What is good, what is bad, just about everything. It's built in and it's automatic, and it affects everyone. So much for real objectivity. But the one good thing is when a person knows this, when they understand that to a certain extent, their mind is playing tricks on them, it helps them to process what the hell's really going on around them. And that's exactly what I plan on telling you about, the unpleasant and sometimes downright ugly reality of certain mental processes that a person needs to be aware of, to help them avoid the endless minefield of so many of life's problems. Now, what I'm about to tell you is meant to illustrate exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going off the subject. I'm telling you this to help you understand the cause and effect of believing in life without limits. Throughout recorded human history, and I'm going to narrow this down to just technological progress, our trajectory. This becomes very clear of our incredibly rapid technological development since the Industrial Revolution, has pretty much only been onward and upward, with seemingly no end in sight. But I'm here to tell you there is definitely an end, but we don't see it or want to see it because, as I said earlier, our minds are biased and we don't like limits. So with that in mind, allow me to illustrate. Many, many years ago, we had sailing ships. Ships designed for transport, for commerce, and for war. What happened was that eventually, we refined that technology. We built the best sailing ships, the fastest sailing ships, until we simply couldn't really build them any better. That is to say, we maxed out that particular technology. All of those ships' applications were transferred to a new technology, to steam. Thanks to the steam engine being one of the great hallmarks of the Industrial Revolution, and the process started over again. We maxed out steamship technology, and then came diesel engines, and so on. I'm pointing out all of this progress, and it was undeniably progress, just using ships alone, to illustrate my point, is that especially ever since the Industrial Revolution, from generation to generation, people all over the world have only witnessed primarily one thing, technological progress. So it's understandable and seems to make perfect sense that because that is what we have collectively become so accustomed to, we believe that technological progress is not only expected, but inevitable. Well, I hate to be the one to piss on your cornflakes, but just like a corporate criminal always expects another tax break or loophole, it would be a really good idea for you to get that notion out of your mind, because technological progress is not inevitable. Due to the simple reality that technology, regardless of where it's applied, has absolute limits, and a huge part of that limit is an annoying little reality called physics. Now, I know what I just said may sound contradictory, especially when humanity has a very long track record of steady technological progress, but that's the point. You should never confuse progress with something being limitless. In the early morning of April 15th, 1912, over 1,600 people, men, women, and children, lost their lives in the frigid Atlantic Ocean after their unsinkable ship, Titanic, struck an iceberg and sank approximately 2.5 hours later. Sadly, all those men, women, and children died horrible deaths, ultimately due to the hubris of ignoring the laws of physics. In the example I just gave a moment ago concerning various types of ships, we see how the technology for sailing ships was basically maxed out. You can only do so much speed as far as a sailing ship is concerned, and of course, depending on the type of ship and its application, that's also taking into account the fickle disposition of the sea and winds themselves. So, being able to go to steam power eventually overcame many of sailing ships' shortfalls, just as gasoline and diesel-powered ships overcame the shortcomings of steam. The common denominator between all these various applications to seagoing vessels was that none of them ignored the laws of physics. They simply used those laws in different configurations, where each progressively had greater advantages over the other. Yet it gives the illusion of endless progress, which ignores the limits of physics. So in the simplest possible terms, if I just keep to the subject of ships for now, a ship, regardless of its design purpose, can only be made so efficient, only so large or so heavy or so fast. And we've pretty much reached that limit now. So if I may just briefly touch on a different yet related, since I've been talking about ships, subject for a moment, let me tell you a bit about building a colony or even a single base on the moon. First and foremost, there's nothing inherently necessarily wrong with having a fantasy idea. But it's quite another when there are many known factors that make such a fantasy idea totally straddle the fence between delusion and utter fucking stupidity. Here's just a few points. First, whether it be a fancy tin can orbiting the Earth or some kind of life pod moon base, the issue is the same. Human beings are simply not physiologically or psychologically built for extended periods in space and or weightless environments. Our bodies break down and become weaker. This doesn't even include the effects of solar radiation, as do our minds, as we pretty quickly also go fucking crazy. 2. The cost of transporting all the necessary equipment, that includes not only the raw materials, but the tools and equipment necessary to assemble even the simplest structure, not to mention food and water and even basic medical supplies, would be cost prohibitive to such a large extent as to make such a proposition utterly and completely unfeasible, not to mention incredibly wasteful and, a reoccurring theme, fucking stupid. And 3. What in real terms, even if we were technologically, economically, and certainly idiotic enough, able to build a moon base? What would it accomplish? What incredibly, astronomically important Earth issue or problems would it solve? Before jumping to my answer, which I know you're dying to hear, I just want to mention that all three reasons I just gave for not having or building a moon colony actually fall under the umbrella of just one prohibitive reason alone: physics. And now, the actual answer to the problems it would solve: none. To use the old term you don't hear anymore, it would be the ultimate bridge to nowhere. Fortunately, there's a much faster and simpler way to pretty much accomplish the same thing here on Earth. If you really want to know what it's like to live on the moon, but with a much higher survival probability, do what I did. Live in upper northeastern New Mexico for at least a couple of years. Now, assuming you're not completely detached from reality either before doing that or because of doing that, any desire you may have once had for a moon base will disappear faster than a fucking glass of water on the moon. Space, the impossible frontier. This is the voyage of the Starship Dreamer, because you've got to be asleep to believe it. So, Earthling, if you found this episode informative or entertaining, please consider subscribing. And if you just want to reach out to me with whatever's on your mind, you can do so by clicking on the contact link in the description below. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.